several places with a fork. Next, peel the skin off of the top of the potato only. Place potato, peeled side up, in the microwave and cook for 6 to 8 minutes until tender. Wait 2 minutes before removing potato from the microwave. Gently remove all of the pulp from the potato and place it in a microwave-safe dish. Set the empty shell aside. Add the creamer, cheese, taco seasoning, salt, and black pepper to the potato pulp and stir. Microwave mixture for 45 seconds and stir again. Next, heat black beans in the microwave. Place half of the cheesy potato mixture in the potato shell and then top with half of the black beans. Repeat. Top potato with tomatoes and scallions and, if desired, sour cream. Dig in. Makes one serving. Top 8 fatty high-cal sandwich disasters. It's sandwich insanity. 1. Tuna melt. 800 calories and 50 grams fat. 2. Bacon cheeseburger. 775 calories and 45 grams fat. 3. Reuben. 750 calories and 40 grams fat. 4. Meatball sub. 675 calories and 30 grams fat. 5. Turkey club. 700 calories and 35 grams fat. 6. Grilled cheese. 650 calories and 45 grams fat. 7. Fried fish sandwich. 600 calories and 30 grams fat. 8. Philly cheesesteak. 750 calories and 35 grams fat. Nutritional information based on averages. Saucy barbecue seafood skewers. Per serving, 2 skewers with sauce, 298 calories, 7 grams fat, 616 milligrams sodium, 19 grams carbs, 2.5 grams fiber, 12 grams sugars, 40 grams protein. Ingredients. 4 skewers. 4 ounces raw Atlantic salmon. 4 ounces large raw peeled and deveined shrimp, tails removed. 6 ounces large raw sea scallops. 8 to 10 cherry tomatoes. 1 medium large zucchini. 4 sauce. 1 quarter cup canned tomato sauce. 2 tablespoons ketchup. 2 teaspoons brown sugar, not packed. 2 teaspoons cider vinegar. 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder. Directions. Cut scallops into halves or quarters, depending on their size, so that they are just slightly larger than the shrimp. Cut salmon and zucchini into chunks about the same size as the scallops. Place all veggies and seafood onto 4 skewers, alternating the order. Combine sauce ingredients in a small dish. Set aside. Place skewers on a grill or in a large hot pan sprayed with nonstick spray. Cook skewers at medium heat for about 5 minutes or until seafood just begins to turn opaque on top. Flip skewers and cook for an additional 4 to 5 minutes or until all seafood is cooked throughout. While skewers cook, warm sauce in the microwave. Drizzle or brush sauce over skewers immediately after removing them from heat. Makes 2 servings. What about kebab? Get skewer savvy now. Always leave at least 1 inch of space on both ends of each skewer. This will make them easier to handle and flip. If using wooden skewers, soak them for 20 minutes in water to prevent burning. When whipping up your own kebab creations, pair foods on skewers based on their cooking times. Shrimp, scallops, mushrooms, and tomatoes all cook pretty quickly. Chicken, steak, onions, and potatoes all take longer. Or slightly steam cook the foods that take longest to grill before you skewer them. That way you can throw everything on to cook at once without worry. For a fun twist, soak wooden skewers in your favorite non-oil-based liquid, like orange juice, balsamic vinegar, or soy sauce. This will season your kebabs from the inside out while adding barely any calories or fat. Mix it up. Toss some fruit chunks on your kebabs and you'll satisfy your sweet tooth before you finish your meal. Tough, firm fruits like pineapple, mango, melon, and pear work best. Citrusy stir-fry shrimp. Per serving, half of recipe. 282 calories, 3.5 grams fat, 1,125 milligrams sodium, 26 grams carbs, 5 grams fiber, 11 grams sugars, 38 grams protein. Ingredients: 10 ounces raw peeled and deveined shrimp, tails removed, 3 cups snow peas, 3 cups white mushrooms, quartered, half cup canned sliced water chestnuts, drained and halved, 1/3 cup freshly squeezed orange juice, straight from the fruit, no cheating, 1/2 teaspoon cornstarch, 2.5 teaspoons Splenda no-calorie sweetener, granulated, 3 tablespoons light or low-sodium soy sauce, 2.5 teaspoons minced garlic, optional, 2 tablespoons chopped scallions. Directions: bring a medium pot filled 2/3 of the way with water to a boil. Meanwhile, in a small dish, combine orange juice, soy sauce, Splenda, cornstarch, and garlic. If using scallions, add those as well. Mix thoroughly and transfer to a small saucepan. Set heat to low and cook for 5 minutes, stirring often. Remove sauce from heat, transfer back to the small dish, and set aside. Once the pot of water has reached a full boil, add shrimp. Cook until shrimp are opaque, about 35 seconds for large shrimp. Drain water and rinse shrimp in cold water and set aside. In a large pot or wok sprayed with nonstick spray, cook snow peas and mushrooms at medium heat, stirring occasionally for 5 to 7 minutes. Veggies should still be crisp. Add shrimp, water chestnuts, and sauce. Stir and continue to cook for 2 to 3 more minutes until entire dish is thoroughly heated and mixed. Makes 2 servings. Hungry girl tip: to make juicing an orange easier, if you don't have a fancy juicer, roll the fruit around on the counter before cutting it. Chew on this. People who eat their biggest meal of the day at lunchtime tend not to overindulge in the evening, which keeps those late-night snacking pounds from packing on. Loaded and oated veggie pizza. Per serving, 1 pizza. 231 calories. 2 grams fat. 870 milligrams sodium. 37 grams carbs. 11 grams fiber. 6 grams sugars. 24 grams protein. The fiber one in oat crust is definitely unique, and it makes this pizza crazy high in fiber and slightly sweet. Ingredients: 1/4 cup fiber one brand cereal, original, 1/4 cup regular oats, not instant, 1/4 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute, 1/3 cup shredded fat-free mozzarella cheese, 1 tablespoon diced mushrooms, 1 tablespoon diced green bell peppers, 1 tablespoon diced onions, 1/3 cup canned tomato sauce, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, optional, salt, black pepper, oregano, additional garlic powder, onion powder, red pepper flakes, etc. Directions: preheat oven to 400 degrees. Place oats and fiber one in a blender or food processor and grind until a bread-like crumb consistency is reached. In a small bowl, combine the bread crumb mixture, egg substitute, and garlic powder. Mix well. Over medium-high heat, spoon mixture into a pan sprayed with nonstick spray and smooth into a circular shape. Larger for a thin crust, smaller for a thick crust. Allow to cook until the bottom is slightly browned, about 2 minutes, and then gently flip. Once both sides are slightly browned, remove crust from the pan and place it on a plate to cool. Remove pan from heat and respray. Cook diced veggies in the pan over medium-high heat for 1 to 2 minutes. Remove from heat. Season tomato sauce, to taste, with any of the optional ingredients, and mix well. Pour sauce evenly onto the oat cereal crust. Next, evenly top crust. First with the cheese, and then with the veggies. Place pizza directly on the oven rack and cook for 10 minutes. If you like, season your pizza with more optional ingredients. Cut into quarters for 4 times the fun. Makes 1 serving. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! For Weight Watchers points values and photos of all the recipes in this book, check out hungry-girl.com/book. Hawaiian pineapple chicken skewers. Per serving, 2 skewers. 178 calories. 1.5 grams fat. 751 milligrams sodium. 19 grams carbs. 2.5 grams fiber. 12 grams sugars, 23 grams protein. Ingredients: 1/2 cup pineapple juice, 6 ounces raw boneless skinless lean chicken breast, 4 medium white mushrooms, 1/2 medium onion, cut into 8 slices, 1/2 medium yellow bell pepper, cut into 4 slices, 1/2 medium red bell pepper, cut into 4 slices, 1/2 medium green bell pepper, cut into 4 slices, 1/2 cup pineapple, 4 chunks, 2 tablespoons teriyaki sauce. Directions. Cut the chicken breast into 12 chunks. Place them in a small bowl and then cover with pineapple juice. Cover the bowl and let chicken marinate in the fridge for at least 30 minutes. Once the chicken has marinated, drain the pineapple juice from the bowl. Evenly distribute the chicken, pineapple, and veggies among 4 skewers. Suggested stacking per skewer. 1 slice onion, 1 slice green pepper, 1 chicken chunk, 1 pineapple chunk, 1 chicken chunk, 1 slice yellow pepper, 1 mushroom, 1 chicken chunk, 1 slice red pepper, 1 slice onion. In a large pan sprayed with nonstick spray, cook kebabs over medium-high heat for about 10 minutes, flipping halfway, or until desired texture is reached and chicken is cooked thoroughly. Drizzle with teriyaki sauce immediately before serving. Makes 2 servings. Hungry Girl tip. Feel free to use an indoor or outdoor grill for cooking these skewers instead. Just make sure the chicken is fully cooked before chowing down. Chapter 5. Junk Food Junkie. Fast Food Makeovers. Ditch the drive-thru, pick out at home. Americans spend over $120 billion on fast food every year, probably because it tastes good and is convenient. Well, the swaps in this chapter are not only delicious, they're also easy to make. And making better-for-you junk food is really fun. Yeah, we're dorks. There's nothing quite like that eureka feeling you get when you discover a brilliant way to turn some high-cal, fatty dish into something healthy. This chapter contains a bunch of recipes that feature Hungry Girl's famous Fiber One breadcrumbs. They can literally help you turn almost any deep-fried item into something baked, crunchy, and good for you. You'll also find guilt-free swaps for nachos, fries, giant burgers, pizza, and more. Hungry Girl's Famous Bowl. Per serving, 1 bowl. 288 calories. 6.5 grams fat. 967 milligrams sodium. 43 grams carbs. 5 grams fiber. 7 grams sugars. 18 grams protein. Ingredients: 1 breaded chicken-style soy patty, 1 cupped peeled and cubed butternut squash, 1/4 cup fat-free chicken gravy, heated, 1 ounce fat-free milk, 2 tablespoons canned sweet corn kernels, heated, 2 tablespoons shredded fat-free cheese, cheddar or American, salt and black pepper, to taste. For the 411 on getting perfectly cubed squash, take a peek at Butternut Squash Basics on page 279. Directions: In a covered dish, microwave butternut squash pieces with 1/4 cup of water for 4 to 6 minutes or until tender. Drain excess water and then mash squash with the milk. Season to taste with salt and black pepper. Place mashed squash in a medium bowl. Next, sprinkle corn over the squash. Prepare chicken patty according to package directions in the microwave or in a pan with nonstick spray, and then cut into small pieces. Place patty pieces on top of the corn top squash. Drizzle with gravy. Top with shredded cheese and enjoy. Makes 1 serving. Ooey gooey chili cheese nachos. Per serving, 1/6 of recipe. 216 calories, 3.5 grams fat, 671 milligrams sodium, 36 grams carbs, 4 grams fiber, 3 grams sugars, 13 grams protein. These nachos are so good, and the cheese sauce can be used in tons of other recipes too. Don't forget that. Ingredients. 1 7-ounce bag baked tortilla chips, 1 cup low-fat turkey or veggie chili, 3/4 cup salsa, 1/2 cup light soy milk, 3 ounces fat-free block cheddar cheese, 1 wedge the Laughing Cow light original Swiss cheese, 2 tablespoons fat-free cream cheese, 2 tablespoons fat-free sour cream. Directions. Place all 3 cheeses in a saucepan with the soy milk. Heat over low heat, stirring occasionally. Continue until all cheeses have melted and your cheese sauce is thoroughly mixed and hot. Prepare chili according to package directions. Microwave chips in a bowl until warm and then spread them out on a large platter. Pour your cheese sauce over the nachos. Top with chili. Spread salsa and sour cream on top, and voila, your nachos are ready. Makes 6 servings. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Baketastic butternut squash fries. Per serving, 1/2 of recipe. 125 calories. 0.5 grams fat. 158 milligrams sodium. 33 grams carbs, 3 grams fiber, 6 grams sugars, 3 grams protein. Warning, you may become addicted to these fries and find yourself making them daily once you try them. Ingredients. 1 medium butternut squash, about 2 pounds, large enough to yield 20 ounces uncooked flesh. 1/8 teaspoon kosher salt. Directions. Preheat oven to 425 degrees. Use a sharp knife to remove the ends of the squash. Cut squash in half, widthwise, making it easier to manage, and then peel squash halves using a vegetable peeler or a knife. Cut squash in half, lengthwise, and then scoop out all seeds. Next, cut squash into French fry shapes. Use a crinkle cutter to make authentic-looking crinkle-cut fries. They'll taste great any way you slice them, though. Using a paper towel, pat squash pieces firmly to absorb any excess moisture. Place squash in a bowl, add a light mist of nonstick spray, and sprinkle with salt. Toss squash to evenly distribute salt, and then transfer to a large baking pan sprayed with nonstick spray. Use 2 pans if needed. Squash pieces should lie flat in the pan. Place pan, or pans, in the oven and bake for 40 minutes or so. Longer for thick-cut fries, shorter for skinnier fries, flipping halfway through baking. Fries are done when they are starting to brown on the edges and get crispy. Makes 2 servings. Hungry girl tip. Serve with ketchup, mustard, sugar-free maple syrup, or however else you enjoy regular fries or sweet potato fries. For butternut squash cooking tips and more squash-tastic recipes, visit the butternut squash section of the Fun With... chapter on page 276. Hungry Girl Shocker. An average 6-ounce serving of French fries contains about 500 calories and 25 grams of fat. But a 6-ounce potato only contains about 130 calories and virtually no fat. That means when you order up those fries, you're ingesting more than 350 calories and about 25 grams of pure oil. Ew. Super Skinny Skins. Per serving, 4 pieces, 157 calories, 1 gram fat, 271 milligrams sodium, 28 grams carbs, 4.5 grams fiber, 1 gram sugar, 10 grams protein. Ingredients: 3 medium, 8-ounce baking potatoes, 1/2 cup shredded fat-free cheddar cheese, 2 tablespoons imitation bacon bits. Optional toppings: chopped scallions, fat-free sour cream, salsa. Directions: preheat oven to 375 degrees. Pierce potatoes several times with a fork. Place potatoes on a microwave-safe plate. Microwave for 4 minutes. Turn potatoes over and return them to microwave for 4 more minutes. Allow them to cool for a few minutes. Cut potatoes in half lengthwise. Using a fork, gently scrape out the bulk of the flesh. Place the empty potato shells on a baking dish spritzed with nonstick spray. Place dish in the oven and cook for 8 to 10 minutes, depending on how crispy you like your potato skins. Evenly distribute cheese and bacon bits on top of potato skins. Return skins to the oven until the cheese has melted. Cut each potato skin in half. If desired, top with scallions and serve with sour cream and/or salsa. Makes 3 servings. Junk food face-off. In this corner, onion rings versus French fries. 1 medium order of onion rings, about 4.5 ounces, equals 450 calories and 25 grams fat. 1 medium order of French fries, about 5 ounces, equals 415 calories and 19 grams fat. Ounce for ounce, onion rings have about 20% more calories than French fries and nearly 35% more fat. Milkshake versus ice cream float. 1 vanilla milkshake equals 670 calories and 27 grams fat. 1 ice cream float made with vanilla ice cream equals 360 calories and 14 grams fat. An ice cream float clocks in with 310 fewer calories and saves you 13 grams of fat. Order it made with diet soda instead of regular, and you'll save another 140 calories. Hamburger versus fish sandwich. 1 fast food regular hamburger equals 280 calories and 10 grams fat. 1 fast food fried fish sandwich equals 500 calories and 23 grams fat. Surprise! That fishy fried sandwich contains more than twice the fat of the burger, and it's loaded with a lot more calories too. Pretzels versus potato chips. 1 ounce pretzels equals 110 calories and 1 gram fat. 1 ounce potato chips equals 155 calories and 10 grams fat. Choosing chips over pretzels can be a fat-tastrophe, as chips typically have 10 times as much fat. Nutritional information based on averages. Lord of the Onion Rings. Per serving, entire recipe. 153 calories, 1 gram fat, 379 milligrams sodium, 41 grams carbs, 16 grams fiber, 7 grams sugars, 9 grams protein. Using Fiber One as a low-cal, high-fiber way to fake fry is one of the greatest ideas I've ever had. I roll pretty much everything in Fiber One breadcrumbs and bake it. It rocks. Ingredients: 1 large onion, 1/2 cup Fiber One brand cereal, original, 1/4 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute, dash of salt, optional, additional salt, black pepper, oregano, garlic powder, onion powder, etc. For the 411 on faux frying with Fiber One, see page 113. Directions. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. Cut the ends off the onion and remove the outer layer. Cut onion into half-inch wide slices and separate into rings. Using a blender or food processor, grind Fiber One to a breadcrumb-like consistency. Pour Fiber One breadcrumbs into a small dish and mix in salt and any optional spices you like. Next, fill a small bowl, just large enough for onion rings to fit in, with egg substitute. One by one, coat each ring first in egg and then in the breadcrumbs. Give each ring a shake after the egg bath. Evenly place rings on a baking dish sprayed with nonstick spray. Cook for 20 to 25 minutes, flipping rings over about halfway through. Makes one humongous serving. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Chew on this. An average order of onion rings at a fast food joint contains 450 calories and 25 grams of fat. An average onion contains 50 calories and no fat. Big Bopper Burger Stopper. Per serving, one sandwich. 202 calories, 2.5 grams fat, 789 milligrams sodium, 32 grams carbs, 6 grams fiber, 6 grams sugars, 17 grams protein. Ingredients: 1 small hamburger bun, light if available, 1 Boca meatless burger, original, 3 slices chips dill pickle, 1 slice tomato, 1 leaf romaine lettuce, 1 slice onion, 1 teaspoon fat-free mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon ketchup. Directions: prepare patty per package instructions, using nonstick spray or nothing at all. Toast bun, if desired. Place patty on the bun's bottom half and then top with tomato, onion, lettuce, and pickle slices. On the top half of the bun, smear on mayo and ketchup. Put two halves together and enjoy. Makes one serving. Hungry Girl Alternative. Love cheese? Slap a slice of fat-free American on the bottom half of your bun. The cheesed-up version has just 233 calories. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Top 8 drive-thru disasters. Drive right past these calorie-clogged, fat-happy food freaks. 1. Burger King Whopper with cheese, 990 calories and 64 grams fat. 2. Dairy Queen 6-piece chicken strip basket with barbecue hot dip, 1,300 calories and 61 grams fat. 3. Jack in the Box Ultimate Cheeseburger, 1,010 calories and 71 grams fat. 4. Charles Jr. Double Western Bacon Cheeseburger, 970 calories and 53 grams fat. 5. Dairy Queen Half-Pound Flamethrower Grill Burger, 1,030 calories and 73 grams fat. 6. Arby's Classic Italian Toasted Sub, 827 calories and 45 grams fat. 7. Taco Bell Grilled Stuffed Burrito, 680 calories and 30 grams fat. 8. Hardee's Monster Thick Burger, 1,410 calories and 107 grams fat. Perfect Pepperoni Pizzas. Per serving, 2 mini pizzas, 190 calories, 3 grams fat, 859 milligrams sodium, 25 grams carbs, 6.5 grams fiber, 2 grams sugars, 20 grams protein. Try chopping the pepperoni up into mini pieces. That way, you'll feel like you're devouring 2 little pizza pies loaded with pepperoni. Ingredients: 1 light English muffin, 1 quarter cup shredded fat-free mozzarella cheese, 8 pieces, about 1/2 ounce, turkey pepperoni, 2 tablespoons canned tomato sauce. Optional. Salt, black pepper, oregano, garlic powder, onion powder, red pepper flakes, etc. Directions. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Season tomato sauce, to taste, with any of the optional ingredients. Split English muffin in half and spread sauce on both halves. Evenly sprinkle cheese over the 2 halves and then top with pepperoni. Place muffin halves on a baking pan sprayed lightly with nonstick spray and cook for 12 to 14 minutes. Season as you would a regular slice of pie. Makes 1 serving. Slim down your pizza slice. How to handle the real deal. Order it cheeseless, if you dare. Choose thin crust instead of thick, and you'll save countless calories per slice. Blotch your pizza before chomping into it, and you'll eliminate dozens of calories and plenty of fat. Opt for veggie toppings instead of meats. And no, fried eggplant doesn't count. Chew on this. Most fast food restaurants have menus and nutritional information on their websites, so check those out and decide what you want before you go. Arming yourself with information is key to making good food choices. Swap corn shrimp. Per serving, entire recipe, 180 calories, 2.5 grams fat, 346 milligrams sodium, 27 grams carbs, 14 grams fiber, 0 grams sugars, 25 grams protein. These are fantastic eaten alone, with ketchup or with a little cocktail sauce. Ingredients. 3 ounces raw peeled and deveined shrimp, tails removed, 1/2 cup Fiber One brand cereal, original, 1/4 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute, salt and black pepper to taste. For the 411 on faux frying with Fiber One, see page 113. Directions. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Pour egg substitute into a bowl and set aside. Using a blender or food processor, grind Fiber One cereal to a bread crumb-like consistency. Pour crumbs into a plastic container that has an airtight lid or into a sealable plastic bag. Add as much salt and black pepper as you like to the crumbs. Make sure shrimp are as dry as possible. Use a paper towel to soak up moisture. Place them in the dish with egg substitute and coat them thoroughly. Transfer shrimp to Fiber One container or bag and secure lid or seal bag. Then, shake until shrimp are well coated. Place shrimp on a baking dish sprayed with nonstick spray. Cook shrimp for 15 to 20 minutes, flipping them about halfway through until outsides are crispy. Makes 1 serving. Hot Diggity Chili Dog. Per serving, 1 chili dog. 109 calories, 1 grams fat, 632 milligrams sodium, 17 grams carbs, 3.5 grams fiber, 3 grams sugars, 10 grams protein. Guilt-free chili dogs, yes. Ingredients. 1 fat-free or nearly fat-free hot dog, 40 to 50 calories. 1 sliced light bread, 40 to 45 calories with about 2 grams fiber. 2 tablespoons low-fat turkey or veggie chili. Directions. Prepare the hot dog and chili according to package directions. Place hot dog in the center of the bread slice and fold bread sides up around the dog. Top with chili and voila, you have an awesome chili dog. Makes 1 serving. For Weight Watchers points values and photos of all the recipes in this book, check out hungry-girl.com/book. Fiberrific fried chicken strips. Per serving, 8 strips, 277 calories, 3 grams fat, 696 milligrams sodium, 26 grams carbs, 14 grams fiber, 0 grams sugars, 47 grams protein. Trust me, these chicken strips will quickly become a staple in your diet. Their serving size is huge, so feel free to save some for later. Ingredients: 6 ounces raw skinless boneless lean chicken breast, cut into 8 strips. 1/2 cup Fiber One brand cereal, original. 1/4 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute. 1/4 teaspoon garlic salt. Black pepper to taste. Directions: preheat oven to 375 degrees. Using a blender or food processor, grind Fiber One to a breadcrumb-like consistency. Add garlic salt and black pepper to crumbs. Place crumbs in one small dish and egg substitute in another. Next, coat raw chicken, first with egg and then with crumbs. Place strips on a baking pan sprayed with nonstick spray. Add a light mist of nonstick spray on top and place in the oven. Cook for 10 minutes and then turn strips over. Spritz with another light mist of nonstick spray and cook for an additional 7 to 10 minutes until chicken is fully cooked and crumb coating looks crispy. Enjoy. Makes 1 serving. Secrets of Fiber Frying: the Fiber One Breadcrumb Breakdown. Master Hungry Girl's recipes and even create a few of your own. Have some fun with these recipes by swapping out the egg substitute, which merely helps the crumb coating stick to the chicken, with things like hot sauce, barbecue sauce, or fat-free salad dressings. Your food will pick up some flavor, but not a lot of calories. Although you'll only actually use the amount called for in each recipe, it may be easier to dunk and thoroughly coat your food if you dole out a bit more egg substitute and Fiber One crumbs while preparing your dish. You can add almost any dry spice to the crumbs for extra flavor in your crunchy coating. Some Hungry Girl staples are salt, black pepper, garlic powder, and onion powder, but feel free to experiment with cumin, cayenne pepper, nutmeg, lemon pepper seasoning, basil, and even taco seasoning mix. Just not all at once. Love to fiber fry, but hate having to break out the blender each and every time? Just whip up a supersized batch of Fiber One crumbs and store them in an airtight container. For your information, 1/4 cup of the crumbs is equal to 1/2 cup of the cereal. Hungry Girl recipes featuring the Fiber One crumb coating generally taste best eaten hot out of the oven the day they're prepared. But if you want to enjoy some leftovers the day after, do so by heating them briefly in an oven at a very high temperature. This way your crumb coating will stay crunchy. Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Per serving, 1 sandwich, 313 calories, 4.5 grams fat, 861 milligrams sodium, 47 grams carbs, 12 grams fiber, 7 grams sugars, 31 grams protein. Ingredients: 3 ounces raw boneless skinless lean chicken breast, 1 small hamburger bun, light if available, 1/3 cup Fiber One brand cereal, original, 2 tablespoons fat-free mayonnaise, 2 slices tomato, 1 leaf romaine lettuce, 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper, divided, dash of salt, dash of black pepper, dash of chili powder. Directions: preheat oven to 375 degrees. Using a blender or food processor, grind Fiber One to a breadcrumb-like consistency. Add 1/2 of the cayenne pepper, 1/8 teaspoon, to the crumbs and mix well. Place crumbs in one small dish and egg substitute in another. Sprinkle salt and black pepper evenly on both sides of the chicken. Then coat chicken on both sides, first with egg substitute and then with seasoned crumbs. Place chicken on a baking pan sprayed with nonstick spray. Top chicken with a light mist of nonstick spray and then place in oven. Cook for 10 minutes. Flip the chicken over and add another light mist of nonstick spray. Cook for an additional 10 to 12 minutes until chicken is fully cooked and coating looks crispy. While the chicken is cooking, combine mayo, the remaining cayenne pepper, and the chili powder in a small bowl. Spread 1/2 of the mayo mixture on each 1/2 of the bun. On the bun bottom, place chicken, tomato, and lettuce, and then top with the other 1/2 of the bun. Makes one serving. Would you rather? So you decide to do some late night snacking. Well, that half pint of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream likely contains at least 540 calories and 30 grams of fat. To work those calories off, you'd have to vacuum vigorously for about 2 hours without breaks, or hand wash and dry dishes nonstop for well over 3 hours, or make and unmake the bed repeatedly for more than 4 hours straight. Times based on estimates for a 150-pound woman. 7-layer burrito blitz. Per serving, one burrito. 277 calories. 3 grams fat. 875 milligrams sodium. 46 grams carbs. 14.5 grams fiber. 4 grams sugars. 22 grams protein. Ingredients. 1 medium low-fat flour tortilla. About 110 calories and at least 6 grams fiber. 1/3 cup canned black beans. 1 ounce ground beef style soy crumbles. 1/2 cup chopped iceberg lettuce. 1/4 cup chopped tomatoes. 2 tablespoons chopped onions. 2 tablespoons fat-free sour cream. 2 tablespoons shredded fat-free cheese, Monterey Jack or cheddar. Salt and black pepper to taste. Directions. Prepare crumbles according to package directions. Season crumbles to taste with salt and black pepper. Set aside. Microwave tortilla until slightly warm. Layer ingredients in a long strip down the middle of the tortilla, starting with black beans and then adding crumbles, sour cream, lettuce, onions, cheese, and tomatoes. Fold tortilla sides in first and then roll up from the bottom. 7 layers, all for you. Makes 1 serving. This is one super stuffed burrito. You may want to revisit Wrap It Up Right, our tortilla tutorial on page 79 to freshen up on the basics of building the best burritos. Hungry Girl Shocker. Think salads are a safe selection at the drive-thru? Guess again. Taco Bell's Fiesta Taco Salad, with 840 calories and 45 fat grams, is pretty much the worst thing on the menu. And just a serving of the honey mustard dressing alone at Burger King contains 270 calories and 23 grams of fat. Chapter 6, Manly Meals. Guy food rocks. It takes a real man to be a hungry girl. Sometimes you just want a stick-to-your-ribs kind of meal. A Philly cheesesteak, a big bowl of chili, a meaty pizza, or a chicken pot pie. If it's wimpy, diety food you're looking for, you're in the wrong place. Ready for food so good it'll fool your husbands, guy pals, boyfriends, and brothers? Here are Hungry Girl's Manly Meals. Super Svelte Bacon Melt. Per serving, one sandwich. 201 calories. 3.5 grams fat. 1,165 milligrams sodium. 24 grams carbs. 5 grams fiber. 6 grams sugars. 20 grams protein. Ingredients. 2 slices light bread. 40 to 45 calories each, with about 2 grams fiber per slice. 2 slices, about 1 ounce, extra lean turkey bacon. 2 slices fat-free American cheese. 20 sprays, I can't believe it's not butter, spray. Directions. Over medium heat, cook bacon strips in a pan sprayed with nonstick spray until crispy, about 5 minutes. Set aside. Evenly spritz butter spray onto one side of each slice of bread, using 10 sprays per slice. Top the unsprayed side of one slice of bread with a slice of cheese. Place bacon strips on top of cheese and cover with second slice of cheese. Next, top with the other bread slice, with the buttered side facing up. Place sandwich in a heated pan sprayed with nonstick spray, and cook over medium-low heat until bread is brown and toasty and cheese is nice and melty. 1 to 2 minutes per side. Use a spatula to press down on the sandwich while it cooks. slice sandwich down the middle or diagonally, or just bite right into it. Makes one serving. Cheesy chicken quesadilla. Per serving, one quesadilla. 240 calories. 3 grams fat. 705 milligrams sodium. 24 grams carbs. 9 grams fiber. 1 gram sugar. 34 grams protein. Ingredients. 1 medium low-fat flour tortilla, about 110 calories with at least 6 grams fiber. 2 ounces cooked boneless, skinless lean chicken breast, sliced. 1/3 cup shredded fat-free cheese, any flavor. 1 tablespoon diced scallions. Optional toppings. Fat-free sour cream. Salsa. Directions. Over medium heat, set tortilla in a pan lightly spritzed with nonstick spray. Arrange the cheese evenly on top, and then place chicken strips and scallions on half of the tortilla. Once cheese begins to melt, fold the cheese only side over the other side. Use a spatula to press down firmly, securing the quesadilla's shape. Continue to cook for a minute or so, flipping quesadilla halfway through. Slide your quesadilla onto a plate and top with salsa and sour cream, if you like. Enjoy. Makes one serving. Dan Good Chili. Per serving, 1 cup, 120 calories, 1 grams fat, 820 milligrams sodium, 26 grams carbs, 6 grams fiber, 10 grams sugars, 6 grams protein. Dan's chili is insanely good and has become a staple at home and at the Hungry Girl office. It's great alone, over tofu shirataki noodles, on a baked potato, as a side dish, or as a main meal. It definitely takes a lot longer to prepare than most Hungry Girl recipes, but it is so worth it. By the way, not only is Dan the inventor of the world's best veggie chili, he's also my husband. Ingredients. 4 1/4 cups canned tomato sauce. 1 cup canned diced tomatoes with green chilies. 3/4 cup canned black beans, drained and rinsed. 3/4 cup canned red kidney beans, drained and rinsed. 1/2 cup canned jalapeno slices, chopped. 1 cup canned sweet corn kernels, drained. 1 1/2 cups chopped onions. 1 large red bell pepper, chopped. 1 large green bell pepper, chopped. 1 3/4 cups chopped carrots. 1 1/2 cups chopped portobello mushrooms. 1 1/2 tablespoons chili powder. 2 teaspoons crushed garlic. 1 teaspoon Worcestershire sauce. 1 teaspoon ground cumin. Optional, salt. Directions. Place the tomato sauce, tomatoes, jalapenos, chili powder, and cumin in a large pot. Stir over low heat. Once mixture is heated, stir in the garlic and continue to cook for about 5 minutes. Add carrots and continue to cook over low heat. Meanwhile, over medium heat, cook onions, peppers, and mushrooms for 3 to 5 minutes in a large pan with just 1/2 cup of water and some salt if desired. The onions and peppers should still be a little crunchy. Using a slotted spoon to drain any excess water, add the veggies to the pot. Add beans, corn, and Worcestershire sauce to the pot. Mix well. Everything should now be in the pot. Cook over low heat for about 2 hours, stirring every 20 minutes or so. Chili is done when carrots have lost their crunch. Makes 10 servings. For Weight Watchers points values and photos of all the recipes in this book, check out hungry-girl.com/book. Too Good Twice Baked Potato. Per serving, 1 potato. 226 calories. 0.5 grams fat. 335 milligrams sodium. 46 grams carbs. 5 grams fiber. 4 grams sugars. 9 grams protein. This is one of the very first guilt-free recipe swaps I ever created. And to this day, it's still one of my favorites. I've fooled close to 200 people over the years with these twice-baked potatoes. They're as creamy and delicious as any stuffed potato out there. Ingredients: 1 medium 8-ounce baking potato, 1 slice fat-free American cheese, 1 ounce fat-free liquid non-dairy creamer, salt, paprika, and parsley to taste. Directions: preheat oven to 375 degrees. Puncture potato in several places with a fork. Peel the skin off the top of the potato and then cook potato in the microwave for 6 to 8 minutes. Once potato is cool enough to handle, scoop out the insides, leaving behind an empty potato shell. Set shell aside. Place potato pulp in a small dish and then add cheese, creamer, and a little salt. Mash it all together until the cheese melts, leaving a creamy, cheesy mashed potato mixture. Place potato mixture back into the potato shell and sprinkle with paprika and parsley. Place potato in a baking dish, sprayed lightly with nonstick spray, and bake in the oven for 20 to 30 minutes until top is nice and brown. Makes 1 serving. Dump these chumps. Manly meals to avoid when you're out. Spaghetti and meatballs, 900 calories and 30 grams fat. Lasagna, 870 calories and 50 grams fat. Pot roast, 730 calories and 35 grams fat. Fish and chips, 1,130 calories and 55 grams fat. Ribs, 1,190 calories and 70 grams fat. Nutritional information based on averages. Meaty, thin crust pizza. Per serving, 1 pizza. 264 calories. 4.5 grams fat. 1,263 milligrams sodium. 35 grams carbs. 12.5 grams fiber. 6 grams sugars. 27 grams protein. Feel free to season your sauce with any of your favorite spices. You can even add a little bit of Splenda for a sweet pizza sauce. Ingredients: 1 medium low-fat flour tortilla, about 110 calories with at least 6 grams fiber. 1.5 ounces ground beef style or sausage style soy crumbles, thawed if previously frozen. 1/3 cup shredded fat-free mozzarella cheese. 1/3 cup canned tomato sauce. 2 teaspoons reduced fat Parmesan style grated topping. 1/4 teaspoon garlic powder. Optional: salt, black pepper, oregano, onion powder, red pepper flakes, etc. Directions: preheat oven to 375 degrees. Place tortilla in a baking pan sprayed lightly with nonstick spray and bake in the oven for 5 to 6 minutes on each side until slightly crispy. Combine tomato sauce and garlic powder. Season sauce to taste with the optional ingredients, if desired. Remove tortilla from oven and spread on tomato sauce. Next, sprinkle crumbles, cheese, and grated topping evenly over sauce. Return pizza to the oven for about 5 minutes or until cheese has melted and crumbles are hot. If you like, top pizza with optional ingredients. Use a pizza cutter or a sharp knife to cut into slices. Makes 1 serving. Hungry girl tip: counting sodium? Save around 400 milligrams by using no salt added tomato sauce. Terrific turkey Reuben. Per serving, 1 sandwich, 282 calories, 7 grams fat, 1,448 milligrams sodium, 35 grams carbs, 3.5 grams fiber, 6 grams sugars, 23 grams protein. Ingredients: 2 slices rye bread, reduced calorie if available. 2 ounces, about 4 slices, Oscar Mayer 98% fat-free oven-roasted turkey breast. 1/4 cup well-drained sauerkraut. 1 slice reduced fat Swiss cheese, 4 grams of fat or fewer, 4 teaspoons fat-free Thousand Island dressing, 20 sprays, I can't believe it's not butter spray. Directions. Evenly spritz butter spray on one side of each slice of bread, using 10 sprays per slice. Spread non-buttered sides evenly with the dressing. With the buttered side down, top one slice with sauerkraut, cheese, and turkey, then top with the remaining slice of bread, buttered side up. Cook sandwich in a pan sprayed with nonstick spray over medium-low heat, occasionally pressing down on sandwich with a spatula, flipping once or twice. Grill until both sides are browned and crisp. Serve immediately. Makes one serving. Hungry girl tip. Watching your salt intake? Cook up your own turkey breast and save about 500 milligrams of sodium. Packaged deli meats are super high in this stuff. Kickin' chicken pot pie. Per serving, 1/4 of pie, 235 calories, 6 grams fat, 723 milligrams sodium, 26 grams carbs, 3.5 grams fiber, 6 grams sugars, 18 grams protein. This chicken pot pie is a surprisingly authentic swap for the real thing. The reduced fat crescent topping is the best part. Yum! Ingredients. 8 ounces raw boneless skinless lean chicken breast, cut into bite-sized pieces. 3 cups frozen mixed vegetables. 1 10.75-ounce can Campbell's 98% fat-free cream of celery soup. 3 servings. Pillsbury reduced fat crescent rolls, refrigerated dough. Directions. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Cook chicken pieces for several minutes in a pan spritzed with nonstick spray until chicken is light brown, cooked but still tender. Set aside. Heat frozen veggies in the microwave according to package directions. Mix chicken, vegetables, and soup together and then place in a 9-inch round baking dish sprayed with nonstick spray. Place dish in the oven and bake for about 30 minutes or until mixture is hot and bubbly, stirring halfway through. While dish is cooking, unroll 3 crescent rolls. Use your hands to combine pieces into one large ball of dough. With a rolling pin, roll dough out, super thin, using a circle just large enough to fit inside the dish, a little less than 9 inches wide. Add dough to the top of the mixture and cook for an additional 15 to 20 minutes until top is golden brown. Makes 4 servings. Dig hearty meat-packed pies? Check out the Squashtastic Shepherd's Pie on page 278 and the Butternut Squash section of the Fun With... chapter. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Would you rather... It doesn't get any manlier than inhaling an entire chicken pot pie, but if you decide to eat the real deal, instead of Hungry Girl's Slim Down Swap, it can easily cost you 850 calories and 50-plus grams of fat. To burn that off, you'd have to spend 2 whole hours shoveling your way out of a snowstorm, or manually mow the lawn for more than 2 hours straight, or rake leaves vigorously for about 3 hours. Times based on estimates for a 150-pound woman. Sloppy Janes. Per serving, 1 sandwich. 271 calories. 3 grams fat. 835 milligrams sodium. 32 grams carbs. 3 grams fiber. 8 grams sugars. 31 grams protein. Heads up! These sloppy Janes are a little sweet because, well, that's the way I like them. If you don't like your sweet, feel free to leave out the Splenda. Ingredients. 1 pound raw extra lean ground turkey. 5 small hamburger buns, light if available. 1/2 cup chopped onions. 1/2 cup chopped red bell peppers. 1 cup canned tomato sauce. 3/4 cup canned no salt added tomato sauce. 2 tablespoons tomato paste, 1.5 tablespoons Splenda no-calorie sweetener, granulated. 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar. 1 tablespoon Worcestershire sauce. 1 teaspoon steak seasoning blend, dry. Dash of salt. Directions. Spray a large pan with nonstick spray and bring to medium-high heat. Add turkey to the pan. Spread the meat around in the pan to break it up a bit. In a small dish, combine Splenda, salt, and steak seasoning. Sprinkle this mixture over the meat and continue to stir meat in the pan. Once the meat has browned, reduce heat to medium. Add onions, peppers, Worcestershire sauce, and vinegar to the pan. Stir and then continue to cook for 5 minutes. Add tomato sauces and tomato paste to the pan and stir well. Reduce heat to low and cook the mixture for an additional 5 minutes. Toast the buns, if desired. Put 1/5 of the mixture on each bottom bun and then finish off with tops of the buns. Makes 5 servings. Chew on this. More than 500 million pounds of bacon are produced in the U.S. each year. You don't want to know how many calories and fat grams that adds up to. Crazy good turkey.